Good afternoon, and this is chapter 4 of Benjamin, the Guardian of the House of Books. He thought and thought, and pondered and pondered, and wondered and wondered. Going back to Nellie meant he would lose the smell, and he just couldn't. It had captivated him. It had led him here, and now it was telling him he was desperately needed here. Nellie won't mind, he thought to himself. No, Nellie won't mind. All right, what is it that you want me to do, my friend? Tell me so I can make my decision. Oh, Benjamin, we so badly need you to guard us against the rats and mice that come in here any time of the day. We need you to be on the constant lookout for any who might hurt our leaves and our covers. We need you to patrol our shelves and hunt them down and help us to be rid of them once and for all. Would you do that for us, Benjamin? Would you help us? Benjamin suddenly noticed at the corner of his eye a very slight movement followed by a very long tail. He pounced and quickly took his fill, as it had been a very long journey. Why, he hadn't eaten for such a long time. He couldn't even remember the last dish of food that Nellie had put out for him, or to drink. That was tasty, he thought. Very tasty. See, Benjamin, you are already doing what we need you to do. Will you stay with us and help us? Benjamin, oh, please say you will. Then he saw another tasty morsel slipping quietly by in full view of him. Stupid mouse, he thought. Doesn't he know that he's in danger? Doesn't he know that I am the champion mouser in all our houses? Doesn't he know that Nellie brought me up right and showed me what it is that a cat is needed for around the houses and farms? And with that he pounced again, this time taking his time to savour his meal. Three more pounces, and he was hooked. Yes, he could stay here with this beautiful smell, protecting them from all harm from these stupid creatures. This was what he was born to do, and they were so easy to find in this place of books. Their tails gave them away very easily. And so it was that Benjamin became the library cat, the village cat, the favourite cat. Everywhere he went, people stopped and patted him, telling him what a good job he was doing. Everywhere he went, he smelled that intoxicating smell. It belonged everywhere. And so did he. And that is the end of chapter 4, and tomorrow you can listen to chapter 5.